When I was a preschooler, there was a candy store that was in the block across the street from where I lived.
我都还没有上学的时候呢，我们家对面，过街就有一个卖糖果的店。
One day, my neighborhood friend, my next door neighbor, he was a boy the same age as me. He came over and he said, "Let's go over to the candy store."
然后呢，有一天我家隔壁有一个小男孩，他年纪跟我差不多，然后就跑来跟我说，哎，我们去对面那个糖果店一起去。
I told him that my parents wouldn't let me go unless I went with an adult.
然后我就跟他说，哦，我爸爸妈妈说，如果没有跟大人去呢，我是不可以自己去的。
He said, "Let's just go and then ask God for forgiveness."
他说，哎呀，我们就去吧，然后我们就求神原谅我们就好了。
D.A. Carson is a professor at Trinity Evangelical Divinity School.
D.A. Carson 他是在一个神学院的一个教授。
He befriended a man from French West Africa whose wife was studying to be a doctor in London. He befriended a man from French West Africa whose wife was studying to be a doctor in London.
他呢有一个朋友，他朋友的太太呢是在伦敦在就读医学院要当医生。
The professor found out that this man was going once or twice a week to the red light district in their city to spend time with a prostitute.
然后呢，这个教授呢发现这个人呢，他常常一个礼拜去一两次呢，去这个红灯区去找做不好的事情。
So the professor asked the African, "What would you do if your wife in London would be doing something similar?"
所以呢，他问这个，他是一个非洲的人，这个先生。但是教授就问他说，你如果你的太太啊，在伦敦也照做你这样做的事情的话，你心里作何感想
？The African replied, "Oh, I'd kill her."
然后这非洲人说，哦，我把她杀了。
Carson replied, "That's a bit of a double standard, isn't it?"
然后这个 Carson 教授呢，就跟他说，哎，你这样子双重标准哦。
To which the African replied, "Well, you don't understand."
那这个非洲人就跟他讲说，哎，教授，你有所不知。
Where I come from in Africa, the husband has the right to sleep with many women.
他说我非洲来的，这个我自己来的这个国家呢，在非洲，这个先生呢，他们是有权利可以跟许多的女人睡觉。
But if a wife is found to be unfaithful to her husband, she must be killed.
但是如果太太被发现是对先生不忠的话呢，这太太是要被杀死的。
Carson then said to the man, "But you were raised in a missionary school. You know that the God of the Bible does not have double standards like that."
然后这个教授就跟他讲说，哎，你是在这个传教士的这个学校里面就读，那你知道说在圣经里面的神呢是不让你有这样双重标准的。
To which the African gave Carson a bright smile and said, "Ah, but God is good."
然后但是这个非洲人呢，他就给 Carson 教授呢，给他一个很大的灿烂的笑容，跟他说，哦，但是神是美善的。
He's bound to forgive me.
他说神呢，他会原谅我的。
That's his job.
那因为这是神应该做的工作。
First story that I told you is amusing.
所以这个故事听起来很有趣。
Second story is disturbing.
但是呢，下一个故事就比较不听起来不舒服了。
But both stories have one thing in common.
但是两个故事听起来呢，都有同一个共同点。
The assumption that it's okay to sin because God will forgive you.
因为就是假设说，哦，神呢是原谅我们的。
Many people who have grown up in church seem to have a similar attitude.
所以很多在教会里面长大的人呢，这个心态也是一样的。
They know that they're living a sinful lifestyle.
所以他们觉得呢，过犯罪的生活是可以的。
They know that God does not approve.
他虽然知道说神是不喜悦这样的事情。
And yet they continue to live this lifestyle because they have no fear of God. They're convinced that God will forgive.
但是呢，他们却继续过犯罪的生活，因为他们知道说神会原谅他。
Think they can have their cake and eat it too. I'm not sure if that's going to translate or not. have your cake and eat it too.Okay, I'll just go to the next sentence. It seems like they're getting the best of both worlds.
所以他们觉得说他们好像两面都春风得意。
they can enjoy sinful pleasures while they're here on earth.
他们呢, 觉得在这个还在世上的时候呢,
and yet they can still go to heaven after they die.
然后他们死掉以后呢,
so you should understand why people could have that kind of attitude.
所以啊,
after all, Ephesians 2:8-9 says that it is by grace that you have been saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not by works, as any man should boast.
所以以弗所书里面呢, 就说到说, 是因为神的恩典, 所以我们得到救赎, 并不是因为我们的行为。
In other words, we don't receive God's gift by faith plus keeping away from sin.
所以呢, 我们不能因由, 透过信心得到神给我们救赎的这个礼物, 但是呢, 却继续的犯罪。
Instead, we receive the free gift of eternal life by putting our faith in Jesus Christ that He died for our sin.
相反的呢, 我们是把我们的信心放在为我们的罪而死的耶稣基督的身上。
But 1 John chapter 3 verse 9 says, no one who is born of God will continue to sin.
所以在约翰一书里面讲说, 没有人在神里面生, 还会继续的犯罪。
That means that staying away from sin is not a requirement for salvation, but staying away from sin is a result of receiving the free gift of salvation.
也就是说我们不要犯罪并不是因为神要求我们不是为了要得救是得到救恩的必备条件而是我们因为得到救恩的结果就是不会犯罪不要犯罪。
So does that mean that a child of God will never sin?
所以这是不是代表说那在神里面的儿女就永远不会犯罪呢?
Now let's take a look at 1 John 1 verses 8 through chapter 2 verse 2.
不是这样子的, 我们来看看约翰一书, 第一章,
1 John chapter 1 verses 8 through chapter 2 verse 2.
第一章第八节一直到, 第二章第二节。
Go ahead and read.
我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。我们若说自己没有犯过罪，便是以神为说谎的，他的道也不在我们心里了。我小子们啊，我将这些话写给你们，是要叫你们不犯罪。 若有人犯罪，在父那里，我们有一位中保，就是那义者耶稣基督。他为我们的罪做了挽回祭，不是单为我们的罪，也是普天下人的罪。In
1 John chapter 3 verse 9, John says that a genuine Christian will not continue to sin. But in 1 John 1 verse 8, it says that if a genuine Christian claims that he does not sin, he's deceiving himself.
所以在约翰一书, 第三章九节这边讲说, 是神的儿女的话呢, 就不再犯罪。 但是他在第一, 约翰一书第一章里面呢, 又讲说, 若是在, 神里面做他的儿女的话, 如果说自己不犯, 是无罪的, 便是说谎的了。
So is John contradicting himself?
所以约翰他是在自相矛盾吗?
No, he's talking about two different things.
但他讲的其实是两回事。
On one hand, First John 3 verse 9 is talking about a lifestyle of continual unrepentant sin.
因为呢，在约翰一书第三章第九节这边讲的呢，是一种生活的形态，也就是说，在神里面的这个生活形态呢，是不能犯罪的。
It's a defiant lifestyle when we just raise our fists to God and say, like, I don't care what you say. I'm going to continue to do what I want to do, and I don't care what you think.
但是呢，如果你在神里面又继续犯罪的话呢，你的生活的状态就是说，我们好像要违背神，明明知道不可以犯罪，却跟神讲说，我不管你怎么想，我就是要犯罪。
On the other hand, 1 John 1 verse 8 passage is talking about individual acts of sin.
但是呢，在约翰一书第一章这边讲的呢，是在讲到我们个人所犯的罪。
It's unrealistic to think that we would come to a point of sinless perfection while we're here on earth.
因为呢，我们如果想说我们个人可以达到完美、完全不犯罪的状态呢，这个是不可能的。
There will be times when we as Christians sin.
因为身为基督徒的我们也会犯罪。
But if we are genuine Christians, we will respond the way that 1 John 1:9 prescribes.
但是如果我们真是基督徒的话呢，我们对罪的反应呢，是会好像约翰一书第一章第九节这样子说的。
We will confess and forsake our sins.
因为我们会认罪，所以让神来挽回我们。
And when we do confess our sins, according to 1 John 2:1-2, Jesus is our defense attorney who speaks in our defense to his Father, the judge.
因为根据约翰一书第一章跟第二章前面说，如果我们认罪的话，耶稣基督他就是我们最好的律师，他会为我们在父神面前辩护。
He tells us that he should forgive us our sins because of that he shed his blood for our sins.
因为耶稣基督他会跟神说，求神饶恕我们的罪，因为耶稣已经为了我们的罪而流血。
1 John 1:8-2 speaks to the perfectionist who is in the danger of despair.
在约翰一书第一章后面这边提到一些人，他们自己觉得是完美无罪的。
If we sin and we think we are unworthy of forgiveness, this passage tells us that urges us to confess our sins and to find comfort in the advocate who pleads for our forgiveness.
有一些人会觉得说我们是不配的，所以我们犯罪了，我们不配要神来挽回我们。但是这里他讲说，我们如果犯罪的话，我们向神认罪，我们就会有一个中保，有一个为我们辩护的耶稣，他为我们挽回。
1 John 3:9 speaks to the rebel who is in danger of presumption.
但是呢，在约翰一书第三章这边第九节提到的这些人呢，他们是一些故意犯罪、故意违背神的心意的人，他们有遭遇到很大的危险。
If we are tempted to live a lifestyle of unrepentant, defiant sin, Holy Spirit convicts us that a genuine Christian will not do that.
如果我们过的生活呢是一个犯罪的生活，而且不愿意悔改犯罪的生活的话呢，这个圣灵在这里面呢，他会责备我们。
So why is a sinful lifestyle incompatible with genuine Christianity?
为什么犯罪的生活跟基督徒的生活两个是不相交的呢？
Why won't a genuine Christian live a lifestyle of defiant, unrepentant sin?
为什么一个真正的基督徒他不会过着一个故意犯罪的生活呢？
According to 1 John 3:4-10, it's because a genuine Christian has a genuine relationship with each member of the Holy Spirit, each member of the Trinity.
因为在约翰一书第三章一节到四节这边，他告诉我们说，一个真正的基督徒他跟圣灵三位一体的三位都有这个直接的关系。
First of all, a genuine Christian will not live a lifestyle of unrepentant, defiant sin because of his relationship with the Father.
因为一个真正的基督徒呢，他不会过一个犯罪的生活，故意犯罪的生活，因为他跟父神有直接的关系。
Take a look at 1 John 3:4.
我们来看看约翰一书第三章第四节怎么说。
Everyone who sin breaks the law. In fact,Sin is lawlessness.
凡犯罪的就是违背律法，违背律法就是罪。
Genuine Christian would not live a lifestyle of sin because of the law of God the Father.
一个真正的基督徒，他是不会在生活里面故意犯罪，因为他是在神的律法之下。
Lawlessness does not refer merely to ignorance of the law.
违背律法呢，并不表示说不。知道律法。
Instead, it means defiance of the law.
他讲的是故意违背犯罪，违背律法，要故意犯罪。
A genuine Christian won't continue to live a lifestyle of breaking the law of his heavenly Father.
因为一个真正的基督徒呢，他是不会过一个故意这个违背神律法的生活。
A genuine Christian won't continue to say to the Father, "I refuse to live under your rules." I'm going to decide for myself what is right and wrong.
因为这是基督徒呢，他不会故意违背律法，然后跟神说，我就是故意要不听你的律法的话，我就是要犯你的罪。
The genuine Christian is going to realize that his father has the best interest for him, and ultimately will humbly submit to his father's rules.
所以一个真的基督徒呢，他知道神对我们的意念都是最好的意念，所以他会谦卑自己，而且愿意这个遵守神所赐给我们的律法。
Secondly, a genuine Christian will not live a lifestyle of unrepentant defiance sin because of his relationship to God the Son.
第二点呢，一个真正的基督徒，他不会故意的违背故意的犯罪，因为呢，他跟圣子有直接的关系。
Take a look at 1 John chapter 3 verses 5 through 8.
我们来看看约翰一书第三章第五到八节。
But you know that he appeared that he might take away our sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who lives in him keeps on sinning. No one continues to sin has either seen him or known him. Dear children, do not let anyone lead you astray. He who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who does what is sinful is of the devil.Because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work.
第五节，你们知道主曾显现是要除掉人的罪，在他并没有罪，凡住在他里面的就不犯罪，凡犯罪的是未曾看见他，也未曾认识他。小子们啊，不要被人诱惑，行义的才是义人，就如主是义的一样。犯罪的是属魔鬼，因为魔鬼从起初就犯罪。神的儿子显现出来，为要除戒魔鬼的作为。
A genuine Christian won't continue to live a lifestyle of sin because of the work of God the Son.
所以一个真正的基督徒不会过着犯罪的生活，是因为耶稣基督为我们所做的工。
You see, God the Son became the man Jesus Christ.
因为神的儿子道成肉身，成为基督。
The reason why God the Son left his throne in heaven was to rescue us from our sins.
所以耶稣他从他的宝座离开他的宝座来到我们当中，就是为了把我们从犯罪当中救出来。
When we mess around with sin, we might think that we are in control of sin, but it's actually sin that takes control of us.
所以当我们觉得好像我们在犯罪的时候，觉得好像自己是掌握了。我们有掌权，我们要去犯罪。其实呢，我们是被罪所掌握。
Bert Hunter was a newspaper reporter and a photographer, and he was assigned to interview and take pictures of a woman who was a snake charmer.
这个有一个叫 Hunter， 他是一个一个叫新闻从事人员，然后他呢是又可以去报道，然后他就照相的。那他有一次呢，他有一个。工作就是被指派要去对一个那个叫什么蛇这个就是印度的那个吹笛子，然后那个蛇会这样子跑出来，那个人呢去拜访，去跟他面谈。
The lady lived in a very nice upper class house.
然后这个女的呢，这个降蛇的这个女的呢，她是住在一个很高级的豪华住宅区。
She didn't look like somebody who would play with snakes.
他说谁会想要说住在那个隔壁那个人，他是在玩蛇的人的旁边。
So Bert said to the woman, I don't really understand why an attractive, wealthy woman such as yourself would be engaged in this kind of business.
然后这个 Bert 呢，就是这个新闻报道员呢，他就跟这个女的讲。他说：“我实在是不了解，你那么有钱，又这么好看，你为什么要去做这种事情，要去玩蛇呢
？”It seems very dangerous to me.
他说：“对我来讲，这看起来好像危险的样子。
”Woman replied, "Oh, I don't do it because I have to."
这个女人说：“我不是因为我必须要做，我才做这个事情。
”I like the element of danger that's involved.
我就是喜欢有这个有点危险性的东西在里面。
Sometime I plan to give it all up and.Spend more time with my flowers.
然后他说，有时候我也想想说，哎，干脆不要玩蛇，我去种种花吧。
I can quit this job anytime I want.
所以呢，我想要不做这个事情，我随时都可以不要做。
So as Bert set up his equipment, the lady brought out the baskets containing the cobras.
所以呢，这个新闻人呢，这个 Bert 他就在开始是他的这个仪器啊，怎么开始在弄的时候呢，这个女儿就从他的竹篮子里面拿竹篮子出来，里面有一条蛇，蟒蛇。
She confidently
眼镜蛇。
She confidently lifted the cobra as Bert took pictures of her.
所以呢，他就把这个眼镜蛇拿起来，然后就这样表演，然后让那个 Bert 在那边照相。
After handling some of the snakes in the basket, she cautioned, "Be especially quiet now and don't make any quick moves. I'm going to take out my newest snake. It isn't completely used to me yet."
然后呢，他就把这几条蛇表演完就放回去。他说：“好，现在你要非常小声，而且千万不要乱动。”他说：“我现在要拿出这只蛇呢，是一个新来的，我跟他还不是很熟悉。”
Mantic.The woman took the snake out of the basket and suddenly she stiffened.
然后呢，这个女儿就把这个新的这条蛇就拿出从竹篮里拿出来，但是突然之间，这个女儿就僵硬了起来。
There's something wrong. I need to put the snake back.
所以这女儿说，哎，这个事情有点不太对，我必须把这个蛇放回去。
She opened the basket slowly and began to lower the snake in it.
所以她小心把这个竹篮打开，然后慢慢的把这个蛇放下去。
Lightning fast.Jab the cobra buried its fangs into the woman's wrist.
但是呢，在一刹那之间呢，这个蛇呢就咬了这个女的一口。
The woman forced the snake into the basket, and then she clutched her arm.
所以这女的就赶快硬是把这个蛇给放回这个竹篮，然后自己就紧紧抓住她的手腕。
She spoke calmly to Bert, "Go quickly to my medicine chest and bring the snake serum. Hurry."
然后他呢就跟这个 Bert 讲说，你赶快去我放药的地方，你去把这个蛇的解毒的东西拿过来给我。
Bert went to the medicine chest and returned with the precious vial.
所以这个 Bert 呢赶快去就把这个解药拿过来。
She instructed him to take out the syringe and fit the needle in it.
然后这个女的就告诉他怎么样把这个针筒拿出来，怎么样把它弄好。
And she told him how to withdraw the serum.
然后他又教这个 Bert 怎么样把这个解药从这个罐子里面抽出来。
As Bert struggled with the unfamiliar task, his hands began to shake badly.
所以这个 Bert 呢，他从来没有做过这事情，所以他就很紧张，一边在做呢，手就一边发抖。
Suddenly he gasped because his fingers had crushed the tiny bottle.
但是突然之间，他大叫了一下，因为呢，他太紧张，把这个解药的罐子弄破了。
He said, "Tell me where can I get another one?"
他说怎么办？你赶快告诉我去哪里再拿一罐。
The woman replied, "That was my last one."
然后那女人说这是我最后一罐。
The woman's agony ended a few hours later.
但是这个女人她的痛苦呢，这个几小时之后结束了。
She died, but Bert's agony continued the rest of her life, his life.
这个女人她后来死掉了，但是。Bert 他的痛苦呢却是继续。
He often remembered her saying, "I can quit this anytime I want to."
他常常记得这女的告诉过他，他说我想要不做这个跟蛇这样做这个事情呢，随时我都可以不做。
See, sin might look attractive, but sin is sinister.
所以呢，这个犯罪呢好像对很吸引人，可是犯罪呢其实是很可恶的。
Steve Farrar wrote, "Sin will take you farther than you want to go."
这个Steve Farrar 他写说，他说犯罪呢可以带你去你想要去的地方还要远的地方去。
Keep you longer than you want to stay.
然后他这个犯罪呢会让你待的比你自己想待的时间还要久。
It cost you more than you want to pay.
他呢却是比你愿意付出的代价呢还更要求更多的代价。
You see,Jesus didn't come to destroy the works of the devil because he wanted to destroy our fun.
我们是不是觉得说耶稣来为了要除灭魔鬼的作为，是不是因为耶稣来他要除灭我们的乐趣呢？
Because the devil can make the sin look attractive and fun, but it's actually sinister and deadly.
但是呢，因为这个。罪它可以让我们觉得好像很吸引人而且很有趣，但是罪其实是非常的致命的。
Jesus wants to rescue us from this danger.
耶稣他希望把我们从这样子的危险当中救出来。
See, a sinful life is incompatible with genuine Christianity.
所以犯罪的生活呢跟真正耶稣基督徒的生活呢两个是没有相关的。
Because a genuine Christian will know that Jesus came to save him from the danger of sin and won't want to play with that sin.
因为真正的基督徒知道说耶稣基督来是要把我们从犯罪当中救出来，他不希望我们会想要去享受那犯罪的乐趣。
Thirdly, a genuine Christian will not live a lifestyle of unrepentant sin because of his relationship with the Holy Spirit.
第三点，真正的基督徒呢，不会过一个故意犯罪的生活，因为他们跟圣灵有交通。
Take a look at 1 John chapter 4, verse 9.
我们来看看约翰一书第四章第九节。
No one who is born of God will continue to sin because God's seed remains in him. He cannot go on sinning because he has been born of God. Chapter 3, verse 9, I'm sorry.
好，是第三章哈，第三章第九节。凡从神生的就不犯罪，因为神的道存在他心里，他也不能犯罪，因为他是由神生的。
What is John talking about when he refers to God's seed?
所以在耶稣在这里面，约翰他是在讲什么叫做从神生的。
Greek word for seed is sperma, which is where we get the word sperm.
Sorry. 因为呢，在这里哈讲说神生的，他这个用希腊文原文呢是好像精子。就是起始的意思。
The sperm is the bearer of genes which transmits the heredity from the father to the son.
这个精子呢，它的里面有基因，基因呢是从父亲这边来的，要传给儿子的这个基因。
In other words, the genuine Christian cannot live a lifestyle of unrepentant, defiant sin because of the heredity of his father.
所以呢，真正的基督徒，由神生的基督徒，他不能犯罪，因为他有神所给他的遗传。
But what is the seed that John is referring to?
但在这里讲说神生的这个种子哈，约翰是在讲什么呢
？Let's take a look at John chapter 3 verses 5 through 8.
我们来看约翰福音第三章。
Verses 5 through 8. John chapter 3 verses 5 through 8.
好，约翰福音。第三章五到八节。
Jesus answered, I tell you the truth, no one comes into the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. The wind blows where it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit.
耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。我说你们必须重生，你们不要以为稀奇。风随着意思吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
Jesus is saying that the first time we are born, we're born of water.
所以耶稣说呢，我们第一次生是由水生的。
That's referring to the water that is broken at the physical birth when we're born to our earthly parents.
所以这个水呢，讲的是肉体上面，我们在出生的时候，这羊水破掉了这个水。
That's why he says that flesh gives birth to flesh.
所以这就是为什么说呢，这个从肉生的呢，就生肉身。
But in order to be born again into God's family, we also need to be born of the Spirit.
但是呢，如果我们愿意再重生进入神的国的话呢，我们必须由灵重生。
That's why he says that the Spirit gives birth to the Spirit.
所以这就是说，从灵生的就是灵。
So the seed that 1 John 3:9 is referring to is the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，约翰一书这边讲的这个子啊，讲的就是圣灵。
See, when a person becomes a Christian, God puts the Holy Spirit inside of that person, and the Holy Spirit transforms that person into the image of God the Father.
所以当一个人他相信神的时候呢，神就把圣灵放在这个人的里面，这个圣灵呢就帮助这个人慢慢改变，成为神所喜爱的耶稣基督的样式。
So it's a lifestyle of unrepentant, defiant sin is like incompatible with genuine Christianity, because the Holy Spirit empowers the Christian to live a godly lifestyle, and he convicts the Christian of sin so that he cannot truly enjoy sin for an extended period of time.
所以呢, 一个真正的基督徒, 他是不会过一个故意犯罪的生活, 因为圣灵在这个基督徒的里面, 告诉基督徒要怎么样过一个圣洁的生活, 而且呢, 让这个基督徒没有办法, 享受, 这个由罪得来的这些乐趣, 他反而觉得, 不好受。
Some people think that the Christian who lives the lifestyle of sin actually gets to enjoy the best of both worlds.
所以有些人可能会觉得说, 哎呀, 这个过犯罪生活的这些基督徒呢, 好像很过瘾, 他呢, 可以享受犯罪的乐趣。
They enjoy the pleasures of sin and yet also go to heaven.
他不但享受犯罪的乐趣, 而且呢, 死掉以后还可以进天堂。
Actually, the Christian who lives in sin gets the worst of both worlds.
但是其实呢, 过一个犯罪生活的基督徒呢, 他是, 他的光景是最糟糕的。
Because when the person is trying to enjoy the pleasures of sin, the Holy Spirit is convicting them of their sin. There's that sense of guilt.
因为呢, 当他们想要去享受这个犯罪的乐趣的时候呢, 这个圣灵在里面责备他, 所以他反而觉得很犯罪感,罪恶感。
And yet on the other hand, when that person tries to enjoy Christian activities, the Holy Spirit convicts them of the hypocrisy in their lives, and so they can't enjoy Christian activities either.
当这个基督徒他想要, 参与基督徒的活动, 想享受在基督徒里面这个关系的时候呢, 圣灵就在里面责备他, 责备他是一个假冒为善的人, 所以他也没有办法充分的享受跟基督徒在一块的这个乐趣。
There is pleasure in sin for a season.
所以呢, 在犯罪里面是可能有一点乐趣。
But there's discouragement, depression, and despair in the long run.
但是呢, 长期来讲, 你犯罪的话呢, 里面有许多的后退, 许多沮丧, 许多忧虑在里面。
John 4:10, John summarizes why a lifestyle of unrepentant, defiant sin is incompatible with genuine Christianity.
所以呢, 在, 约翰一书里面, 约翰他就解释了说, 为什么这个真正的基督徒, 他跟犯罪的生活是没有相关的。
This is how we know who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are. Anyone who does not do what is right is not a child of God, nor is anyone who does not love his brother.
在三章十节这样说, 从此就显出谁是神的儿女,谁是魔鬼的儿女, 凡不行义的就不属神, 不爱弟兄的也是如此。
Perhaps you know somebody who's living a lifestyle of sin.
所以我们可能认识, 我们周遭的朋友是过的犯罪的生活。
Perhaps that person is you.
说不定你就是这样子的生活。
Is that passage saying that you're not a genuine child of God?
所以是不是这样就表示你并不真正是神的儿女呢?
The Bible indicates two different possibilities.
圣经里面讲说, 说到有两种可能。
First possibility is found in 1 John chapter 2, verses 18 and 19.
那第一个可能性呢, 是在约翰一书第二章, 18, 19节。
Dear children, this is the last hour. And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come. This is how we know it is the last hour. They went out from us because they did not really belong to us. For if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. But their going showed that none of them belonged to us.
小子们啊, 如今是末时了。 你们曾听见说那敌基督的要来, 现在已经有好些敌基督的出来了。 从此我们就知道今是末时了。 他们从我们中间出去, 却不是属我们的。 若是属我们的, 就必仍旧与我们同在。 他们出去, 显明, 都不是属我们的。
If you're living a lifestyle of sin, one possibility is that you never were a genuine Christian in the first place.
所以如果是过着一个犯, 你是过着一个犯罪的生活的话呢, 有一个可能性就是, 其实你从一开始就不真正是一个基督徒。
You may look like a Christian at one point, but you're really not.
那你可能看起来很像是一个基督徒, 但真正你不是一个基督徒。
In other words, you're like a wolf in sheep's clothing.
就好像你是一个披着羊皮的狼一样, 在羊群当中。
The other possibility is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3.
另外的可能性呢是在这个哥林多前书第三章
Chapter 3 verses 1 through 3
第一到三节哥林多前书第三章一到三节
Brothers, I could not address you as spiritually, but as worldly, mere infants in Christ. I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for it. Indeed, you are still not ready. You are still worldly.
弟兄们我从前对你们说话不能把你们当作属灵的只得把你们当作属肉体在基督里要为婴孩的我是用第二节我是用奶喂你们没有用饭喂你们那时你们不能吃就是如今还是不能你们仍是属肉体的因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争
If you're living in sin, the other possibility is that you're merely going through a temporary stage of rebellion.
我把第三节念完，在你们中间有纷争是属乎肉体，照着世人的样子行。所以呢，第二个可能性，你还过着故意犯罪的生活呢，就是因为呢，你程度还没到。
You may look like a non-Christian, but you're really not.
所以你可能看起来像基督徒，但你真正还不是。
In other words, you're like a sheep.In wolf's clothing.
所以你看起来好像你是披着狼皮的羊在狼群当中。
How can you tell whether you're a non-Christian that looks like a Christian or a Christian that looks like a non-Christian?
所以你怎么知道呢？你到底是你看起来像基督徒，其实你不是，还是说你其实是基督徒，但看起来不像基督徒？
You need to look at your conversion experience.
所以你必须要自己问问自己，你在认罪悔改成为基督徒的时候呢，是什么样的样子
？When you accepted Jesus as your Savior, did you really understand that you were a sinner?
当你决志信主的时候，你是不是真正了解你是一个罪人
？Did you believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins?
你是不是真正相信耶稣基督在十字架上为你的罪而死
？Did you believe that He rose again to give you eternal life?
你相不相信耶稣基督复活，所以你也同得复活
？Did you want God to come into your life to make you everything that God intended you to be？
你是不是愿意让神进入你的生命，让神塑造你，让你成为神所希望他你成为的样子
？If you answer no to those questions, then probably not a genuine Christian.
如果刚刚我问的几个问题，你有任何一个你是说不的话呢，那你可能不是真正是一个基督徒。
If that's the case, then you need to put your faith in Jesus, that He died on the cross for your sins, and that He rose again to give you eternal life.
所以如果你是还不是真的是基督徒的话呢，你必须要把你的信心放在神里面。你接受了他，你相信他在十字架上为你的罪而死，你也相信他为你而复活，所以你能够得到永生。
But if you look back at your conversion experience, and you know, yes, I put my faith in.I knew that I was a sinner, and I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins, and I believe that He rose again, and He came into my life, and He made some changes into me. That's not saying that you're not a Christian.
所以呢，当你在回想你自己当初决志信主的时候，你觉得说是我坚信神我自己是一个罪人，我也坚信神在十字架上为我的罪而死。我也坚信神的复活能够带我进入永生，我也愿意让神来掌管我的一生的话，那你可能已经是基督徒了。
It just means that if you're a genuine Christian, sooner or later, and it's the sooner the better, you will confess your sins and you will repent from those sins.
所以呢，也就是说，如果你已经是真正的基督徒的话呢，我想你会，而且希望你快快的就能够悔改，认罪悔改。
Are you a genuine Christian who has drifted away from the Lord?
所以你是一个真正的基督徒，只是你偏离了神的中道吗
？Aren't you tired of that dirty feeling of sin?
你是不是对于你自己这个犯罪的这个罪恶感，你觉得已经很厌恶了呢
？Can't you see how foolish it is to play with that sin?
你自己是不是知道说你在想要尝试这个享受犯罪的快乐是一个很傻的事情呢？
See, we can't really control sin.
我们知道，我们其实是没有办法控制跟掌握这个犯罪。
Sin controls us.
因为罪掌握了我们。
Can't you see how sin can also influence others?
难道我们不知道说罪也可以影响别人吗？
It's time to come back to the Lord.
所以现在是一个时候，让我们能够回到神的面前。
It's time to confess and repent and come, you know, to tell God that you're sorry for your sins.
所以现在是时候，让我们回到神的面前认罪悔改。
1 John 1:9 says that if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
因为在约翰一书一章九节说，如果我们认我们自己的罪的话，神他是信实的，是公义的，他必要赦免我们的罪。
Some of us have friends and family members who have drifted away from the Lord.
我们可能有我们的朋友，我们的亲朋好友，他们是基督徒，但是呢，也是远离了神。
What does God want us to do?
那神希望我们做些什么事呢？
God calls some of us to be like the good shepherd, to lead the 99 good sheep, to find that little lamb that has drifted away.
所以神呢，希望我们当中有一些人呢，像一个好牧人一样，带领这99只羊去寻找那一只迷失的羊。
God calls some of the others of us to be like the father of the prodigal son who stays home and waits for his son to return so that he can hug him and just welcome him back home.
那神呢也呼召我们当中有一些人，就像这个浪子的父亲一样，在家里等他。所以当这个浪子回头的时候呢，我们在家里能够欢迎他，给他拥抱。
But whether God calls you to be like the shepherd or like the father, either way, He calls all of us to ache for those prodigal sons, and He calls us to pray for their return.
所以不管神是要呼召我们做好牧人，还是呼召我们像是浪子的父亲一样，神都需要我们能够心里面能够感受这浪子父亲的伤痛，也为这些浪子呢祷告。
So let's do that now.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you that we are saved by grace.
主啊，我们谢谢你，因为你的恩典，我们得到救赎。
It's not our good works that earn our way into heaven.
不是因为我们的行为能够让我们进天国。
Lord, our heart aches for people who may have drifted away from the Lord.
主啊，我们为那些已经离开父神你自己，远离父神你自己的基督徒感到伤痛。
Lord, we pray that they would come to their senses.
主啊，我们为他们祷告，希望他们能够明白。
We pray that we would love them when they return home.
我们也求你帮助我们，当他们回头的时候，我们也能够继续爱他们。
Thank you for the assurance that once we put our faith in you, that you never let us go.
主啊，谢谢你给我们这样子的确据，所以我们知道，当我们把我们的信放在你的里面的时候，你就不会离弃我们。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们这样祷告，奉告主耶稣基督的名。